You're listening to The Space Show. Now, it's 55 years, well, it will be on August the 6th, since German Titov spent a whole day in space on Vostok 2. So from August the 6th to the 7th, he was launched into space, the second person to orbit the Earth, the fourth person to go into space. The other two were Americans who did only suborbital hops, that's up and down, whereas German Titov went into orbit, did 17 orbits over 24 hours, and he was at 1 month shy of his 26th birthday. He was, and even is today, the youngest person to have ever flown in space, German Titov. Well, as you hear in this in these little features, he's the first person to manually control a spacecraft, and he was also the first person to take photographs in space. Now, the first one we're going to hear is actually in Russian, and it covers from a Russian documentary covering the flight of Vostok 2 and German Titov. There's a few things in this documentary which make me think that parts of it relate to the Vostok 1 flight of Yuri Gagarin in 1961, April the 12th, but you make your own judgment. But this first clip, which runs for 2 minutes, is in Russian, so just be warned.
Внимание! Внимание! Минутная готовность! Минутная готовность! Минутная готовность принята! Пуск! Пуск! Есть пуск!
Вокруг Земли 700 тысяч километров, 25 часов в космосе.
And now we'll hear from a British newsreel of the flight. But there are many references in this to American rockets, and some of the imagery they were showing on the newsreel was actually from American unmanned spaceflight, including shots of a V-2 rocket.
Newspaper headlines tell the story. German Titov of Russia returns to Earth after orbiting the globe 17 times in a little more than 25 hours, covering 435,000 miles, which is more than twice the distance from the Earth to the Moon. An orbit by a U.S. astronaut is planned later this year. With The usual Russian secrecy prevailing, this launching is from previous films, showing a rocket liftoff similar to the one used in the latest Soviet Union space fleet. Radio Moscow reports that the 26-year-old Titov landed exactly in the planned area. This view is of the Earth, seen from a rocket outside the atmosphere. Recording equipment such as this was able to pick up Major Titov's messages as he wrote a new chapter in space history. Radar tracked Titov, as it did his predecessor, Major Yuri Gagarin. With no details released by the Russians on the space flight, this series of animated scenes demonstrates the course of an orbit around the Earth.
Yes, they didn't announce the or show pictures of the actual spacecraft or the rocket for several years after that flight. However, Titov himself was very much on show, and here's how the newsreels covered his arrival back in Moscow.
Moscow's man in the news, Major Herman Titov. The second Soviet cosmonaut, who had orbited the Earth 17 times in 25 hours, wasted no time crossing the tarmac to receive hugs and kisses from the welcome committee led by Mr. Khrushchev. Mr. K had some real plunkers for the young spaceman. And the spaceman for his young wife Tamara. With Yuri Gagarin, his famous predecessor, there was a boisterous embrace before Titov and his wife began the triumphant drive, with Mr. K taking the back seat. A hero's welcome, and no one deserved it more.
Now, Titov, just like Yuri Gagarin before him, was famous, and in 1962, on May the 3rd, Titov visited Washington and he met John Glenn, who had become the first American to orbit the Earth in 1962, February. So Glenn and Titov then went on to meet Kennedy, and here's how the newsreels covered that at the time.
In the nation's capital, the first families of space, America's Mr. and Mrs. John H. Glenn Jr. and Russia's Mr. and Mrs. German S. Titov get off to a friendly start for their tour of the seat of government. Cosmonaut Titov's tourist whirl starts at the beautiful Lincoln Memorial, where on being informed by Glenn of the briefness of the immortal Gettysburg Address, the Russian observes, "All good speeches are short." Seemingly oblivious to the crowds accompanying them everywhere, the two Earth orbiters continue their informal looking things over into the Capitol building, where the great dome of the edifice makes quite an impression. After which, the foursome left this lovely impression on the film of your newsreel camera. The Smithsonian Institution, housing many of the assemblies with which man first invaded the air, proves very intriguing to both spacemen. But they have a date at the White House, where it becomes a trio of history makers, with President Kennedy expressing his admiration for Titov's 17-orbit flight around the Earth. Let the friendliness of this meeting prevail even unto the courts of state.